You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Question of the daytime. Obviously, still licking our wounds maybe from a 128-125 loss to the Denver Nuggets. In Denver, one of the things that's really annoying, I mean, if we wanted to go Karen for on the Rockets' behalf, besides just officiating, the Rockets are on a – they just started a six-game road trip.
That will, some back-to-backs coming up, too.
Yeah, they got some back-to-backs coming up. That was to be expected after only having two to this point in the season when others have had a number more. The Rockets will go to New Orleans for a game on Thursday. Then they'll be back in Denver on Saturday. In that time, Denver will have traveled how many miles?
How many?
Zero.
That's weird.
It's
just a weird schedule.
Yeah.
To start the year.
Very, very odd schedule all the way around. I think their next game is Thursday versus the Magic at home. Mm-hmm. Then they'll welcome back the Rockets again. So Saturday, we could do this all over again, but with the Rockets having some miles on their shoulders.
Yeah.
So only God knows what that looks like. And I just was not paying attention that moment. Somebody said that they noticed that the Rockets did not hang around to shake no hands after the game, that they got the hell out of there.
That.
So I imagine that sets the stage very well for Saturday.
Yeah.
But setting the stage for the segment, when was the time that you went full Karen? Ime Udoka had no time for the refs, and I have a strong feeling that he will be hearing from the league offices very soon. This was Ime after the game.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, Fig. I thought I set you up for it. Yeah, Ime with his thoughts on the OT loss.
Defense, I think, got to be better on defense.
How important was Kevin's defensive effort tonight?
Oh, my bad. That's the other one. Can you give me the officiating? Yeah, because it was really the officiating that was the big thing. He was pretty hard on the team themselves as well.
Well, he was, and we talked about some of the things that they could change, but let's count the different ways that he came at the refs.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, just in general, I think it's poorly officiated game I've seen in a long time. Two have no business being out there, and the crew chief is acting starstruck.
Two.
So you're seeing all kind of inconsistent
Three.
Calls. And I'm sure we should have got a few more ticks.
Four.
What do you say to your team when a game is being called the way that it was tonight?
Keep being who we are. We're not going to adjust to poor officials. So we're going to do what we do, and hopefully they can adjust and call it the right way.
Six times he went at the ref.
If you're going to do it, get your money's worth, right?
He's going to get his money's worth.
If you're going to do it, get your money's worth. He's like, F you, you cool, F you. In fact, like the players kind of got a little bit of a stray in there too. He's like, everybody can get it. But yeah, that guy is thinking, what was the time that you went full Karen?
I brought up the plasma TV story, and I'm going to tell it again here real quick for those who weren't listening when we did the cross. But as I brought it up, I even got upset all over again. because it was the damnedest thing. Like, I, you know, this was an investment. You know, TVs now you can get cheap.
You probably had a couple thousand on it. Yeah.
And so this was when plasma TVs were first coming out. I was like, ooh, we're going to save up. We're going to get us a plasma. It's going to be badass. It was about this time of year and ready for bowl games and the whole nine yards. Pull it out of the box, put it on the wall, turn it on, and there's this big green. I can still see it. This big green line all the way across.
Just dead. Dead pixels.
Yeah, it probably was. There's a crack or something in the plasma, because back then, obviously, plasma.
Right, there you go.
You remember them. And it was all the way across. And I packed it back up, took it back to Best Buy. And the dude, well, the first dude, and then I got to the manager. I was in it. I was in it for about 30 minutes, man, 20, 30 minutes.
That's some too.
Just torch, because he goes, oh, can't exchange it. That's either, you know, you did something when you unpacked it, and I was full care.
Or a manufacturer.
Or a manufacturer thing when they packed it, you're going to have to send it back. I forget if it was a Samsung or a Sony, whatever. You know, send it back. I said, nope, I need a TV right now. To the point where I even said two things that I remember very vividly. I'm not leaving this store without a new TV. And the second thing I did when he said it's either you or the manufacturer, I said, were you there? I said, were you there when I unpacked this?
Oh, yeah. You were laying it on thick. All right, so you ultimately got the TV figured out. Your Karen-ing worked. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. You said about 30 minutes?
Yeah.
At what point in the 30 minutes did you know you were going to win?
2 minutes in.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, because I don't do that. You guys know me. I'm not.
Sure. No, but
sometimes
you go in like, look, man, this is a losing battle, but I'm doing it nonetheless.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm seeing this out just because of the principle of the matter.
I drew a line in the sand and I said, I am not leaving without any. And he told me no, you know, about 4 or 5 times. And finally, I just sat on this box of printers that was right next to his desk. And I said, I ain't leaving. Cross my legs. I ain't leaving.
What do you-,
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going back to the E-May thing, do you feel like this was just E-May like venting, or do you think he laid it on thick in an attempt to hopefully change the way that this team is officiated here soon?
I think it was probably a little of both, right? He definitely... literally knew he was getting his money's worth.
Oh, yeah, you know, like, he laid it on.
Like, if I'm going to say this, I want it to resonate. I know I'm going to get fined, so I want it to resonate. So probably a little bit of both.
A point of great shame for me, and I still carry this, not all the time. It's not like just constantly there, but every time I think about it, I'm like, damn, I felt bad about it. But I feel like I probably would have gone to it again. So I was at my mom's house. At this point, she was living out basically Barker Cypress area over there. And it was a weekday. I remember this particularly. I can't remember exactly what weekday. I'm guessing a Thursday, if memory serves. And the reason why that's important is because one of the neighbors had a party out on the front lawn.
Here we go.
And it was like, you know, they had the tent, like they was doing it up big. And I was like, all right, cool, man, do your party. 10, 11, 12, I'm like, I get it, man. Mm-hmm. Have your party. 1, 2, what are we doing?
That's too much.
3 o'clock?
Let me
get this phone.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
you're
we called them people. Yeah. We called the authorities. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, I have never felt like more of a narc, except.
No, 3 o'clock.
Hey, man, it's 3 and it's a weekday. Like, yeah, if it's a Friday, I'm going to deal with it, man.
Not even a 3 o'clock?
I was like, we doing a lot here, man. And I'm like, music. It's not just people out there talking.
Yeah.
Music going. I'm like, it's a neighborhood, man. But I felt bad. I'm like, I had prided myself on being able to, like, you know, deal with your neighbors to some degree. I was like, hey, man, it's 3 a.m. I'm not even coming out here and talking to you. I'm calling them people.
Yeah, that the same thing kind of happened to me when I stayed at the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an apartment, too. Like, and it was people downstairs that was just blasting the music. Man, you could smell weed. The weed was seeping through the vents.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, she was about to go to the leasing office and was about to say something. I'm like, man, don't do that. Don't. Because, you know, I don't want to cause no mess.
Mm-hmm.
Because they going to know we was the ones that did it. So I'm like, you know what? I got irritated to the point. I'm like, you know what? Just call.
Yeah.
Just make a call. Try to make it anonymous. And leave it at that. But mm-hmm. At that point, when the weed, like, we sitting there smelling like weed. Mm-hmm. That's how bad it was. And I'm like, yeah, I got to say something, man.
All right, 281 Vindicated here. Because I think also some people are you know, getting on the idea that, all right, if you're validated, like Ime, I think, was.
Yeah, Karen doesn't necessarily mean you're wrong.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But it's like,
you just go off.
Raising a stink, doing a lot here.
Yeah, yeah.
From the 281, is this person vindicated? Justifiably was a Karen yesterday. As I waited in the doctor's exam room for 1 hour and 30 minutes because the doctor forgot about me.
Forgot? You are justified.
Yeah.
You are justified.
I want to know how you made it a Karen circumstance. Like, no. Were you just sitting there and got mad, or did you say something to them people?
This one is 100% justified. Also from another 281. Went full Karen on my neighbor's yard guys yesterday for blowing all their leaves back to my yard after I raked on Saturday.
That's without question.
One. Without question.
Now, they wouldn't have known that you raked on Saturday. However, I feel like because you said yard guys, I'm guessing like this is a professional service, which that is nasty business. Yeah. Like the idea that we just
they should take them.
Yeah, exactly. Like y'all not bagging these. Even if you don't take them, bag them up, put them on the curb or something. You just pushing these into other people's lawns. Like, I feel like I would not only do that, I go talk to my neighbors like, hey, you might need to get some new people because they're not doing it right.
Another guy texting. Lopez said, I'm leaving here with something.
That's right.
I'm leaving here with something.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was kind of embarrassed. My wife was walking around like acting like she didn't know me, but I was dug in at that point.
You might as well make a fool of yourself.
That's what I'm saying. Now I was like, well, I'm in now. You know, I'm in now.
Some other ones coming in. Somebody said their mother being from Guyana, one day she had her turn signal on the grocery store parking lot waiting for a spot. You know how this is going. Somebody swoops in and tried to took her spot. Mother went on her, I done mixed some things up here. Here we go. Yeah, she told the lady if she didn't move her car, then when she got out of her store, her car would be damaged. She scared the lady so bad the lady moved her car. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing about that is I would not try that in the great state of Texas, in the great city of Houston. I feel like that could escalate.
I would have been like, a word.
Mm-hmm.
A word.
Because you never know what people got under that seat.
How do y'all feel about this? Because you guys have been to my house. We have a driveway, and then we have a gravel cutout in front of my house to park. I've told you to park there a couple times.
Sure.
You know, when you go to watch Manchester United.
Yeah, and that's not fun.
How do you feel about people just parking in that cutout spot? Like from up the street or, you know, a bar or something up the street.
And that's your spot.
It's in front. It's on my property, but it's a cutout. It's a gravel cutout. I haven't said anything. There's because it's been different cars and they just don't know. But if it's the same car that parks there a couple of times in a row, I'm thinking about, you know, hey, leave a note. You know, this is, you know, it's for my kids park when they come visit, you know? How do we feel about that?
I don't, like,
I'm not
mean,
sure.
I understand being mad. I just don't know what the best plan of action is.
Because it's on the street, but it's cut out into my property. It's gravel. It's a parking spot.
Right. Because my thing is, like, usually it's a person who's parked and they're gone. So it's like, you're not going to go and find them and get them to move their car.
Right.
But also, do you want to be the guy that's like, I set out cones because I know people are coming.
Yeah, see, I'm generally not the Karen, other than the plasma TV thing. But it's happened like two or three times in the last month where people just park on my parking spot there where my kids park. So I'm like, should I? Should I not?
See, now the last thing you should do is put up a sign and be like, actually,
yeah,
this is
I don't
reserved.
Want to put private property.
And see the thing. And see the thing I'd be scared about is they gonna know it's from you.
Yeah,
your house is right there. Yeah. So I don't want you to do anything to my car or my property.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of good answers coming in. And you know what? To be fair, on that parking lot, I did not take into account 832. Mama's from Houston, too. Yeah. It can get active in that way. That is fair. All right. Appreciate you rocking with us. I'll see if I can maybe sneak a few of those in as we continue on with the program today. But coming up next, let's go around the NFL where there's even more news on the Patrick Mahomes front. I am interested, Lopez, if this changes your mind at all. Plus, how did we take in that Thursday night football game? Because there was it was a sight.
Monday.
Mm-hmm. It felt like a Thursday night game. I don't know about you. Let's talk about it next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.